Southern border states like Arizona allow pretty easy access to drug smuggling routes, but does that mean that this is more of a testing ground for new designer drugs? A couple of cases have led to speculation about a brutal combination of ingredients known as crocodile, first seen in Russia, popping up in the valley, but neither was officially confirmed. Dr. Jane Maxwell, an epidemiologist at the University of Texas at Austin, says our geography as it relates to drugs isn't especially significant.
We see the more traditional drugs coming north across the border. Most of these synthetic drugs that we're so concerned about now are coming in via the internet into your post office box or through head shops. I don't see the data coming out of Mexico indicating the proliferation of those synthetic drugs. These are drugs made in China and then perhaps prepackaged or repackaged for consumers in Europe and then coming into the U.S.
What are some of the factors when it comes to what drugs are in vogue, for example, whether people use these new designer drugs or whether they turn back to ones that were from the 60s, 70s, for example?
Well, the Monitoring the Future has some really interesting ideas about that. They look at perceptions of availability, how easy do the kids in high school think it's easy to get, harm, how dangerous do they perceive the drug as being.
Is the higher the danger perception, is that considered to be a good thing if you're trying a drug? Or if it might be more dangerous, I want to try this one?
One of the things we know with these new drugs, people don't know a whole lot about them. If you go around and ask somebody about bath salts, there are not a lot of people who can tell you exactly what they are. So if you don't really know what it is, you don't know how dangerous it is. And when we look at monitoring the future for the nation, we know that kids, that 12th graders are less likely to think cathinones and the synthetic cannabis, the spices, are as dangerous. The students in college and the older young adults see them as being more dangerous. So I think part of what we're seeing is young new users who really don't understand what these drugs are or how dangerous are, they haven't seen somebody else get in trouble with them. Whereas if you're talking about LSD, 20, 30 years ago when it was more common, kids became very aware of the dangers because they had friends who had bad trips.
Let's talk about legislation. I know in Arizona here there have been efforts to knock out bath salts, but then people will say, boy, this is a couple of years after the fact and people have probably moved on to other things. What are the chances that there could be some sort of legislation that is not necessarily ahead of the curve, but really right on time?
The problem is most of these drugs in their initial forms have been scheduled and they are illegal. But what we see happening, because they're synthetic, they're not made out of plant material or coca leaves or anything else, you make this combination illegal. And the chemist will say, okay, fine, you've made it illegal. I'll add one more molecule and I'm legal again. So it's this constant process of trying to write the laws so that you not only aim at what you've got today, but so that you can also make what they invent tomorrow illegal.
Dr. Jane Maxwell, epidemiologist at the University of Texas at Austin.